Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's BBC Radio 1. Okay, quick pop quiz. You can get one Scott Mills point if you get this right.
Oh, can't we have three?
No, one. Just the one. These are my loyalty points for the show. You may have heard about. You can build them up and get stuff. Eventually.
We haven't worked out what stuff and how much it's going to cost you in points to claim it.
We will work it out, so just keep collecting them until we work it out. So one Scott Mills point, if you can get this right. So Radio 1's Teen Awards, it's coming in 10 days. It's in London. You'll be able to watch it at Radio 1 Online. All of these artists are appearing at the Teen Awards, apart from one of these you're about to hear. Which one is not appearing?
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
The Wanted. JLS. Taylor Swift. Michael Bublé. And Wing. Professor Green. Katy Perry.
BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards.
A bit of a quiz for you. Which of those artists not appearing at BBC Radio 1's Teen Awards? Do you know? Let me know. You can get a Scott Mills point.
Well, I'm quite happy with this because you said if one of these artists isn't appearing. So, if only one of those artists isn't appearing, either Wing or Michael Bublé are appearing at the Teen Awards, to which it can only be a bonus. So okay. Which is it, Wing or Michael Bublé?
Who am I flying over? It's not Bublé.
Well, like he's cheaper. He's only in Canada.
It's not cheap because they want to go first class. Wing, I can get indirect via somewhere.
Poor Wing when she arrived.
She'll go economy and she'll go via Singapore or something. It'll be fine. If I want to go really cheap, she'll go via Qatar. It's absolutely fine. Bublé, I want first class, the works. They want a flat bed? No. Just to point out, Michael Bublé or Wing are not appearing at Radio 1's Teen Awards, but the others are. The Wanted, JLS, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and Professor Green. Give yourself a Scott Mills point if you got that right.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's that?
It's Niall.
Niall, where are you?
I'm in Leicester.
What's been going on today, Niall?
Oh, just having a really boring, slow day at school.
Is it?
Yeah.
How can I help you?
I was just saying, because I'm keeping a log of how many Scott Mills points I get in my book, in a book I've got.
So you've got a book?
Huh?
And you're keeping record of how many Scott Mills points you've got so far?
Yeah.
Right, is this a book that you use for something else, or is it just a dedicated book for the SMPs?
Dedicated book.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I'm going to get enough to fill it, but...
Well, you never know.
The way he gives them out, you will do. How many have you got so far?
Only 13, but...
Well, that's quite good. I reckon that might entitle you to something good eventually.
Oh, nice.
I think that might even be... Oh, no, you haven't got quite enough for a foot spa.
What are you hoping to get with your points?
I don't know. What's on offer?
Well, we don't know yet, Niall. But we'll work it out.
Yeah.
And congratulations for getting 13. What, can you remember some of the things that you got the 13 points for?
I got 11 in one go for something. It was yesterday, getting through the whole interview with Becky.
Oh, yes, the Steve Coogan, Rob Brydon interview. That was good work.
Yeah.
He must get some more for being on now as well. At least enough to bring him up to the George Foreman grill status.
Yeah, I think... should we give him 5?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
5 points for getting on the air.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah? So, you might get a grill eventually. That'd be nice.
Oh, cool.
All right. Good one, Niall.
All right.
Keep keeping the points in that book, all right?
I will.
All right, give me a high five.
Hold on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, probably not a great time to announce this on air, but a something I've been thinking about. I'm actually thinking about going back to school, Becky.
Are you?
Yeah. I didn't do well at school. I didn't get many qualifications. So I think I'm going to do it. Because at the University of South Carolina, you can now do Lady Gaga studies.
Are you just going back to school so you can get a free trip to America?
No, a lot of people go.
Are you going to do
abroad.
It studying when you do it, like, kind of, you don't actually have to go to college, like Open University, where you can just study from home and then long-distance learning?
I'd quite like to go to South Carolina.
And you're going to learn about Lady Gaga? Lady Gaga degree.
I put it on your screen there. What do I have to do?
You have to unravel some of the sociologically relevant dimensions of the fame of Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I could do that.
I like this bit. It says, if you really don't like her, you probably shouldn't take the course.
But I do like her.
It says you're not going to get any extra points for being an expert, so...
Oh. Thing is, I am a doctor, but to be fair, I don't have to do much for that. I just kind of turned up and went, thanks very much, in a funny outfit. So I'm thinking, it might be the way forward.
Yeah, that would be good.
What would you do one on?
Chuck Bass,
yeah.
Yeah, that would be brilliant. I could do, like, a whole dissertation on his cravats.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I just don't think this is going to be very hard. Like, I just want studies to be easy. And for me, this is the way forward.
Can you imagine if they did one, if they launched one on Justin Bieber? He's still young enough so that he can go and study himself at university.
That's brilliant.
That would be amazing.
He'd get A star, probably. Okay, maybe I could do like a... I wouldn't have to leave the show, I don't think. Maybe I could do like an online course.
Oh, what? Why can't we come to South Carolina with you?
Well, some people will want me to go to South Carolina forever.
Well, you'll be back when you get your degree, won't you? It's only 3 years you'll be gone.
I don't think they'll want me by then, to be honest. I think once you've dipped out, you know what I mean? You go and do your Lady Gaga degree, come back. Hey, look, I've got my Lady Gaga. Oh, bye.
I don't think there's a precedent for that here.
Is there not?
I don't think anyone's left before to go and study Gaga and then... I don't think there's any... No.
Well, I might do then. Anyway, loads of people will now text in going, yeah, go. Can you see if they'll do an online course? Because I don't really want to leave the show. It's okay. Kind of like my...
You're like Margaret leaving The Apprentice to go back to university.
Yes, I am. Tiny Temper coming up.
I'm not sure she's doing Lady Gaga. Radio 1 Podcast. Just a quick question before we go on. Megan Hampshire's been on. She says, Scott, my sister just told me that I'm owed an SMP, Scott Mills Point, because I have met Nick Clegg. Is this true? Did you give out SMPs for this?
For meeting Nick Clegg?
Yeah.
No.
She says she's owed one.
No, she's not owed one. This is what happens, you see. People go, oh, you said this, and therefore I get a Scott Mills point.
Well, it seems a very strange thing to make up. Was it a different politician? Was it David Cameron?
No, it was no politician. It wasn't.
Tessa Jowell?
No.
Eric
I didn't
Pickles.
Ever say...
You've got to get at least 10 points for Eric for meeting Eric Pickles.
Who you think is hot.
Yeah.
Have you never seen Eric Pickles? Just Google him. Chris Moyles was in Derby earlier. And you could watch it on your telly, on the red button.
How many SMPs do you get for watching Chris Moyles?
None. Well, I don't think it's not to do with this show.
What about if you make extra effort to go to a big screen? That's got to be at least two.
2 points for the big screen.
Okay.
But don't lie and say you were there when you weren't, because I'll check.
We'll know. We'll ask the man with the pram, with the bucket, with the face drawn on it.
Yeah.
He'll be able to tell us.
Who normally turns up at the big screens. Mm. Anyway, it was in Derby. McFly were there, showing off their muscles, especially Tom.
I like that on my big screen.
Mm. Tom does that a lot these days.
Well, you would, wouldn't you, if you'd suddenly got buff?
Yeah.
Not saying he wasn't that buff before, but if you suddenly put in loads of effort to
but
work,
he is
you,
now.
And you
therefore,
just get it out all the time,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
If I had lost that much weight and I looked like that, I would, even in winter, I'd just be walking around like pretty much naked.
Just in your Borat thong?
Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast.
BBC Radio 1. Claire at work in Glasgow says, oh my Lady Gaga, I've just googled Eric Pickles. Becky, do you really fancy him?
Yep.
Yeah, she does. We talked about this before. She's got slightly weird taste in men.
Nick doing his homework in Cheltenham thinks he's well hot.
Yeah. Alex off of Brentwood. I think I may have enough Scott Mills points for a toaster because Eric Pickles is my local MP. I've met him loads of times. 5 points for that. Have them. They are. You haven't quite got the toaster yet, though.
The Scott Mills Daily.
McFly were on this morning in Derby, and so was Robbie Savage.
Now, he's my favourite. You glossed over him before, but he's my absolute favourite, and I think you'll like him too. I first got into him because of his amazing hair, because I'm not really into football, But I think he's got, like, one of the best haircuts. He's got, like, sort of flowing blonde locks, and he sometimes wears, like, a headband.
OK.
You need to get onto this.
OK.
But, so, I first got into him because of that, and then Chappa said to me, oh, if you like his hair, you can watch him on my 606 show.
This is on Five Live?
Yeah, so I go online to watch it, but you can hear it, and it's brilliant. Like, even if you don't like football, he is...
Oh, he has got good hair.
But also, he just argues with everybody. He's amazing. You don't even have to know what's going on to love him.
OK, I want to hear. Let's do it.
The defenders aren't capable of defending, or they're being badly coached. Which is it?
Both.
Rubbish.
No, it isn't
rubbish. Rubbish, Rodney. Rubbish. You're talking rubbish.
It's those kind of players.
Actually, I've got to disagree with you.
I like him already.
5 days was probably about right, was it?
No.
Nobody ever said you've got rock star hairstyle before.
No, not really.
You may think that, well, it's possible that the club didn't want me to get in too involved in
No, Derek, no.
I think Dion got a signal for the incident that happened 24 hours before.
Well, that's not got nothing to do with it. You've got to apologise to the guy for breaking his leg.
Do you think we should do a worse Brazilian than Danielson?
No.
Hiya.
Why isn't Adam Johnson starting at the moment?
Because his face doesn't fit with Mancini.
No, he bought him.
If you want to look on the webcam this evening, you'll see Robbie's very, very special outfit. He's come dressed for Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, it beats Buckter tracksuits.
Well, I've just got a tracksuit top on.
Buckter?
Well, what?
You look like a Russian shot putter from 1964.
Go on. I like it because he answered back to Chappers.
I know, can you imagine? I bet Chappers is staring at him. You can actually see him, because I don't know how often they do it, but you can see him on Chappers on the webcam. Like, sometimes when he says something, just go, oh, no, Robbie, come on.
I had no idea what they were talking about there, but yet I still enjoyed it.
It is addictive.
Yeah. Robbie Savage, everybody.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
It's Stupid Street. Now, take that. They've been absolutely everywhere lately. Just announced a big tour. The massive scramble online to try and get tickets.
That was unbelievable.
I know. So, like, they sold over 1 million tickets or something?
It's amazing.
Right, name all the members of Take That. Go.
Gary, Howard, Jason, Mark and Robbie. Mark, who fell asleep, you can still watch that online. And Gary, who sat in the dining room chair that we had to bring in because there were so many of them now.
Yeah, the thing is, we're not used to having that many guests in one go, so it's a bit like Christmas when you have to bring extra chairs in.
And bless Gary, he was the first one who was like, yep, I'll have that one.
Yeah, I'll sit in that one, yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle, like a throne.
Now, you can name all the members of Take That. Mm-hmm. Do you think Stupid Street can do it? That's the question.
Yeah, they've been around for ages.
I know.
You might not be able to get surnames of them all, but...
You'd know the first names, yeah. So, my question, play along at home for Scott Mills' points. Out of 8 people, right, how many of the people on Stupid Street could name all the members of Take That correctly?
Are you doing... I'm going to say 7. Because we're going to give points if and if it's just first names, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say 7 and one of the last person, the 8th person, will forget that Robbie's rejoined.
So, 7 out of 8 will get it all right.
Mm-hmm.
Bear in mind it's Stupid Street.
Okay, 6. I still think it's an easy question. Is this a double bluff?
Let me know what your answer is, and let's find out.
Can you name all the members of Take That?
Gary, Mark, Shane. No, that's West, isn't it?
Can you name all the members of Take That?
Oh, Robbie Williams, Gary Barlow. Can't remember the rest. Oh. Ricky.
Robbie Williams. Gary Barlow.
There's the two that don't speak, so...
Yeah, the other two.
That's going to be great.
Nah.
The other two.
George.
Robbie Williams, Gary Barlow, Mark Owen, Jason Orange.
She's doing well.
One more.
Oh, what's the last one?
Mike. Oh. Not Mike.
Gary Barlow. And Robbie Williams, and then I'm stuck. Possibly Tristan?
What?
Oh my God, Take That. Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, there's a few more. I can't name one.
Can you name all the members of Take That?
Howard, Mark, Gary, Robbie.
Come on.
Jason.
Yes!
Can you name all the members of Take That?
Gary, Robbie, Mark, Jason, Donald.
Oh! So close!
Donald!
You let me down.
She means Howard Donald, I think.
She was so close.
Donald. One person out of eight. Let us know how you did on that one, please, listeners.
Radio 1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Charlotte, who's wrapping her presents at the moment. And this text comes in saying, Christmas music, it's November. Yeah, tell that to the person in the Santa hat in your local shop. That was Wham and Last Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I think we might stop now. Our guests are Axis of Awesome, and they're next.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And we welcome back to the show our friends, Axis of Awesome. Hello.
Hello,
hello
Scott.
Benny, Jordan, Lee, hello. Now, you are the guys who do the famous four-chord song.
That is correct.
We are those guys.
And what's that?
You know. And normally we see you when we do our shows from the Edinburgh Festival.
That's right.
That is August. Correct.
Yeah.
Nice to be here in London.
Welcome. Now, we did one show each at Edinburgh, which was nerve-wracking enough. You did a few more than that, didn't you?
I think we clocked about 40-something, but you lose count. Lose count.
Yeah, once you run out of fingers, then that's it.
But you had a good run again.
It's been amazing. Fantastic. I mean, we've been doing Edinburgh for 3 years now, and we're just seeing it grow and grow, and you're loving it. It's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks if anyone's listening who came. Thank you.
And it's just a shame the Aussie dollar's so strong, so we get paid.
Yeah.
No, not no money.
That's right. We haven't been paid yet, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, really? Okay. And I find this hard to believe. You've never played in London before.
That's right. I mean, we've always kind of had other commitments come up or you know, before and after Edinburgh. I think we were almost going to this year, weren't we? Just after Edinburgh. And
yeah.
It fell through. So, yeah, this is it. Tomorrow night's our first gig ever in London.
Where are you on?
At Bush Music Hall in Shepherd's Bush.
Okay. Mm. Good.
Supported by the hilarious Marcel Lecomte.
France's greatest misanthropist.
Excellent. Mm. And I hear you're off to LA soon.
Yeah, we leave on Friday for a month in LA working with a new agent, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, we're going over there. We'll be doing some shows and filming some film clips from some of our songs, and it's going to be really wild. We're really looking forward to it.
It's going global.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks to the internet. Yeah, if you have the internet, good work.
Yeah, but most people have it now.
Yeah.
Not in Australia.
Yeah, yeah. It's gone really big.
We've got like two tin cans and a piece of string.
Yeah. We call it the net.
To be honest, I'm still sceptical about the internet. I mean, let's just wait and see.
Yeah, don't invest any money yet.
Where are you big in the world? Because I hear that they love you in Sweden.
We just came from Sweden, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to be big in a country that's got a population of 9 million, so New Caledonia has a lot of fans.
Fiji,
big in Fiji,
massive in Fiji. Yeah. Just like, you know, if we go there, the ratio of us to the Fijians is higher than in other countries.
Yeah. Yeah. And we are quite massive on the moon,
as well.
Yeah,
and obviously Australia, they love you.
And we love Australia. That's why we spend so much time away from Australia.
Yeah,
6 months a year.
We did a survey on Stupid Street last week on our show to find the greatest Australian ever. Who would you say that is? Who was our one? Is it Danny Minogue?
I said Rove.
Oh, yes.
Rove. Oh, wow. Is he got profile here?
No.
No one knows who he is.
He's like a cheesy chat show host. He's like the Australian Terry Wogan, isn't he?
Yeah. But no more. His show's finished.
He's in LA. We're going to say good day when we get there.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he doing in LA?
Trying.
Oh, okay. I would say surely Crocodile Dundee got a few votes.
John
Bradman, Farlap,
Steve Farlap.
Steve Irwin was also in there. Yeah.
Bob Carr, former senator and federal leader of the
Premier of New South Wales.
He must be massive over here.
Everyone loves him.
There's Steve that runs a fish and chip shop around the corner from my house.
My mum's just great. My mum's terrific.
Actually, I would have voted for your mum as well.
Yeah.
Now, we have to say that What are your views on us playing Christmas songs, by the way? Because you were here when we started playing Last Christmas by Wham.
I think it's excellent. I think I have a Christmas album at home from like the early 80s, the Star Wars Christmas album.
I'm not aware of this.
It is amazing. It has, you know, C-3PO and R2 singing Christmas carols together. And the best song, which is What Do You Get a Wookiee for Christmas When He Already Owns a Comb?
Good song and a good question.
And apparently the answers are either love and understanding or a brush.
I really want to get that. I'm surprised we don't know about that, really.
It's passed us by, that one. Shame on you. Yeah. Keep up with pop culture.
I know.
It's only 20 years old.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's always number one on iTunes in Australia, so...
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, no, we don't have the internet.
We don't have the internet.
What are you talking about?
iTunes is just a box full of CDs.
Now, we'd like it... if you'd do a song for us.
Oh, this is so impromptu.
I know.
Are we prepared? Yes, we are.
I just wanted a chat. No, can we do the boy band song?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we'd
love to do the boy band song.
Boy bands are big here at the moment again.
Are they really?
Yeah, yeah. There's JLS, you've got The Wanted, on X Factor at the moment, there's One Direction, they're big. Well, thing is, the track you're about to do is not that different to the new one by JLS. Can we just say that you did this one first?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. In fact, he may have used our instructions from the song to base his writing on.
It is how to write a love song, so it's instructional.
Yeah. But any similarities between this song and the JLS song are purely coincidental.
Yeah, we wrote ours in 1973. Yeah.
There we are.
Happy to go to court.
Okay.
Don't sue us, please.
No. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's Axis of Awesome on Radio 1.
Steel string guitar
chimes,
synthetic percussion.
Baby girl, I wanna show you how much I really love you.
How much I really love you, baby girl. That's what I call you, to show you that my love for you is true.
Baby girl, my love is so great that I wrote you this song.
And to show you how much I really care, it sounds like every other one.
The beat kicks in and then I sing a bit more rhythmically. To make it sensual, I sing it in a minor key.
I move my hands like I'm pushing someone in front of me. Now that's the first verse and now I'm gonna take it to the bridge. I say something about how I don't wanna break up. Then I turn around and rhyme it with makeup. I tell you that we should be together.
How long?
Forever.
That long.
And ever.
So long.
Girl, you're always in my heart.
In my heart.
And I never wanna be apart.
Never be apart.
Honey, you'll always be mine.
Baby, be mine.
Baby girl, it's chorus time. This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, this is how you write a cliche love song.
This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, a boring 90s R&B love
this
song.
This is my backup and he sings quite breathily.
Breathily.
He takes the words I say and sings them after
sings
me.
Sings them after me.
He emphasizes words and sings emphatically.
I sing emphatically.
Now listen to us sing an a cappella harmony.
Now we're back at the bridge. I haven't written anything for this. So I'm gonna stretch out the words, repeating everything I say. Till I get back to the chorus.
This is how you write a love song.
Yeah, an ordinary, mediocre love song.
And to show you I care, I throw my hands in the air. Now cut the music while I sing a long note.
Hey girl, I've been standing up the back, not doing much for this song. Well, that's because my talents are quite limited. But that doesn't mean that I love you any less. In fact, it means the opposite.
I'm just showing off my voice.
It's just that it's so hard for me to find the words to really express the way that I feel about you, girl. Especially when I have to worry about fitting those words to music. And there's some kind of rhyme structure involved.
Meaningless whisper.
I know it's lazy songwriting, but I don't care. Because I sleep on a big pile of money at night. Girl, you might think it's weird that there's three guys singing about just one girl, girl. Well, let me tell you something, girl. It's not weird at all. In fact, it's an industry standard. And it happens all the time.
Happens all the time.
Well, girl, I better wrap this part up about now. Because I'm about to get cut
off. Wow, 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 wow. Baby, I wrote you a love song. It wasn't hard and it really didn't take long.
A totally generic love song.
Yeah, really, this could be about anyone.
But it's for you.
Yeah,
this is your love song. Not specific, girl. To let you know we take it seriously. And watch as we change the key.
When you change the key in a love song, it means you're singing passionately.
Wow, 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 wow,
but we still
wow,
haven't
wow
reached the end.
No, because we're gonna change the key again.
Look at me, I'm singing a love song.
Yeah, anyone can sing a cliche love song.
A love is so unique that I copied every other cliche love song.
Girl.
Yes. I love it. I love it, I love it. That was Axis of Awesome on Radio 1. Lots of love on the text.
Brilliant.
Listen, have a fantastic show, guys.
Thanks,
and
Scott.
Thank you very much for coming in to see us in London today. That was Axis of Awesome on Radio 1. Thank you.
Thank
always
you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.